Coming up, Pastor. This will not be the first time that somebody preached bare feet at this church. This is not the first time. This is more than once, okay? But we love you, Brother Ed. We appreciate you so much. Thank you for taking time from your family and from your church to be here with us. And we know that you got a word from the Lord for us. Amen?
Amen.
All right, we love you.
What a pleasure to be here. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. Amen. You know, there is an expression, they say, you're blessed out of your socks, but I got blessed out of my shoes, so I'm getting there. But, you know, as we were worshiping earlier on, I just felt the Lord say that why would you ever want to not experience my best?
Yes, yes, yes.
Why would you ever put a limit on what I have for you? For I've given you a divine advantage. My precious gift to the church, says the Lord,
yes. Thank you, Lord.
Is the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Jesus, we welcome you. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, to have your way in our lives, to take us to vistas that are far greater than we could ever ask or imagine. You are almighty. There's nothing too difficult for you. And your love says you withhold no good thing from those who walk uprightly before you. So thank you for standing us on our feet, causing us to walk uprightly in a righteous, right standing with the Almighty God. Jesus, you're the head of the church. You're our Lord. You have good things in store for us. Individually and as a whole. Thank you for bringing us into community. Help us treasure what you treasure. Help us not take lightly what you're doing at this moment in time. We thank you. We bless you. We worship you. We lift up holy hands. Lift up your hands without wrath, without a sense of anger and frustration for what you think has not happened. For I am the God that is happening right now. I am your God. I am your life. I am the way. And I am the truth. So lift them up. Lift up holy hands. For I have a holy calling for you. A holy destiny set apart from the ordinary. Set apart from the mundane. An adventure. An adventure that you don't want to miss. Enlarge your hearts to receive. To receive. For I am the great giver, the lover of your soul. And there's no limit to my love for you, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I heard Dr. Henry speak the sermon that he preached last week, right? And shared the prophecies and everything like that, and talked about the worship as being an integral part of what God is doing. And don't think that worship is for someone else. Don't think worship is for the professionals. The most significant changes and shifts in my life have always come in the atmosphere of worship. And you can worship God in your own closet, you know, your own private space, whether it be a chair that you're sitting in, whether it be a study or a desk, as happened to me. I can remember when I first got saved back in South Africa in 1979. A couple of months later, we'd already signed up at the Bible school, and I don't remember exactly when it was, but it was in those first few months that I was in my study reading the Word of God, and the presence of God came upon me in a way that I hadn't experienced before. It was tangible. You know, you hear that word tangible. You felt it. Because God is a God of emotion as well as truth and as well as intellect and as well as physicality. He's all in all. And so to deny any of those aspects would be foolish. And so the emotion of sensing his tangible experience, and basically he really just said to me, I want you to learn how to pray. And he was dealing with me in an area of communication, that in order to enjoy and take hold of, it involves communication. Yes. It involves connecting with a God who has connected with us, but is not going to force himself upon you. Yes. It's a choice. It's a treasure that you have, the choices that you make. And when you make a choice, you own that thing. Right. And so when you choose to worship God, and you choose to draw near to him, he draws near to you. He doesn't force himself off on you. Some people describe him as a gentleman in the sense that he doesn't force his agenda on your life. And so he presents that banqueting table before us. And he says, partake. Be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart, having a default posture in life that is towards loving him and loving one another. We live in a world full of hate and tension and strife that has been injected into our communities and our states and our nation even at this time. The wickedness and the perversion of it. When Peter on the day of Pentecost, he said, be saved from a wicked and a perverse generation. He never said anything like that before. He was a fisherman. And in order for us to be saved and enter into the fullness of what God has for us, we have to turn from that which is wicked and perverse. And you can see it every day on the media and in politics and in business and everything. There's perversion everywhere. And yet in the midst of that, we have a Savior who brings about an atmosphere of peace. Someone was mentioning last night that they came into this place. They don't know much about the things of the Lord. Someone else was relaying a conversation and said that there's a sense of peace. And peace and order go together. God is a God of order. He says he will order and establish his ways and his kingdom in our midst. And so if your life is in disorder and disarray in your finances and your relationships, this morning, God wants you to know that he is here to help you. He's here to help you establish your life with integrity, that you can wake up and look yourself in the mirror and say, God, thank you for coming into my life. Thank you for making a difference. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for giving me an identity that I'm in Christ. And that the greater one dwells on the inside of me. For greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And one of the greatest gifts that God has given you is your voice. To lift up your voice in praise and worship to an almighty, holy God who's up close and personal and engaged and knows what you have need of. Amen. So lift up your voices. Lift up your voices. Now is the time. Do it now, now. Lift up your voices. Give a shout of praise to the almighty God. We praise you and we worship you, Lord God. The shout of the Lord dispels the enemy. Dispels darkness. Thank you, Lord. We bless you and we praise you. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. for you are worthy. You know, he comes into our lives with different purposes at different times to establish a relationship with us, like he did with his disciples when he called them, to train us up in his ways, to develop character in us, to empower us, and then to release us, to be co-laborers with what he's doing. You know, many of us think of the Lord as over there somewhere, up there somewhere. There's a distance that some have in their thinking. And when your mind becomes renewed to the fact that he's up close and the word is nigh you, even in your mouth, that makes a world of difference. A world of difference. Because religion will have God off in the future or back in the past. At a distance. Distance and delay. But the word of God teaches that he's here. He's with us. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. And if you learn to transcend the feelings that the enemy puts on you and intimidates you with, that God doesn't care, he hasn't heard your prayer, there's no future, there's no hope. If you learn to transcend those lies, you begin to walk in a completely new realm. A realm where your identity is intact, no matter what's going on around you. The great apostle Paul was in prison. He'd raised up churches. He'd seen people raised from the dead. Miracles, demons. And yet he lands up in prison. And the only avenue of expression was left for him to write a letter. And he says, my God is more than able to supply your every need according to his riches in glory. And all things are possible to those who believe. And his influence accelerated and expanded and reached the whole earth throughout 20 centuries from his writings in a prison. His writings in a prison. So you're sitting in a prison of circumstance. You say, well, I'm not an apostle. I'm not called to reach the world. That's already been done, you know, something like that. But don't you think that God has a unique calling for you? Don't you think he has a unique track for you? That the enemy is trying to cramp down on and stop you fulfilling. Stop you, number one, enjoying the fullness of a relationship with him. Stop you from becoming more and more like him as character, the Christ-like character is developed in you. Stop you from being empowered to walk into situations with the light of God in you and upon you and dispel darkness rather than be affected by it and cramped down by it. Hallelujah. You are stronger than you think you are. I can remember being through Bible school and just over time things wear you down in the ministry and you're pressing and you're pushing, so to speak, you know, doing whatever you know to do. You're praying, you're doing all the stuff, and yet you're not seeing things happen. You can get discouraged. And so the Holy Spirit comes and he says, you're stronger than you think you are. And so you rise up, and when that fear tries to come upon you, you rebuke that spirit That's of fear. Right. Yes. You rebuke it. You take hold of the authority that God has given you. Mm-hmm. Each one of you. Yes. Each one of you. Male, female, young or old, blonde or brown. Have you heard my blonde joke? You know, there was this, who wants to hear the blonde joke? This half. All the blondes put their hands up. There was this old guy, he didn't have much EQ. You know what EQ is? Emotional quotient, you know, how to relate to people. He has a lot of emotional growth. So he's at Panera Bread one afternoon, and he sees these blondes at the table nearby him chatting away there, three of them. And he leans over, you know, the cheeky so-and-so, and he says, "Do you want to hear a blonde joke?" And they look at him. And they say, are you sure you want to tell this joke? My friend here is actually the mixed martial arts champion. And this other girl here, she's the jiu-jitsu finalist in the championship that's just been held in town. And this one over here, she's a kickboxer. "You sure you want to tell a blonde joke, Mr. Old Man?" So he thinks about it, pulls on his beard, and he says, "On second thoughts, I won't tell it because I don't want to tell it three times over." Oh, gee. Oh, my goodness. Wow. You know, the thing about the Lord is that... I need my glasses now. You know that song, "Bind Us Together"? Well, we used to sing it like this. "Grind us together, Lord. Grind us together, Lord." And it speaks of relationships and the character that comes when you rub shoulders with other people. Because the funny thing is that other people, there's problems with them. We're okay, but they got problems. And so if the Lord wants us to be containers of His glory and to communicate it in such a way that it's not irritating and obnoxious, where we go into the communities and we're odd for God. You know, how many of you know there's some people that are odd for God? And I'm talking to the people behind you right now, not here. But there are some folk that are odd for God. You know, I mean, He does want to take our unique personalities. You have a unique personality. So celebrate that sense of humor. Celebrate those looks. Do whatever you can with polyfiller and everything that you can do to cover up the blemishes. You know what polyfiller is? It's kind of stucco stuff that you put on your face to kind of pretend and everything. Because every now and then you get a shock when you look in that mirror. But, you know, the character thing. There was a guy at church in Raymond. You know, the Spirit of God was moving, and things were happening. There was a tangible presence of the Lord, and there was fruit of it. People were getting saved, people were getting healed, filled with the Spirit, much like what's happening here. And yet there was this grating that was going on in my heart at a particular time with a particular person. Can you imagine that? I mean, look at me. I'm a nice guy. I was grated by this guy. He was an absolute pain in the rear end. I just couldn't comprehend this guy. But the Lord was trying to teach me to love him as he, the Lord, loved them, him. And so I finally grew up last month and realized that, you know, if the Lord has to put up with me, He has to put up with him and the person next to you and behind you and so on. So I think that the love of God, that the anointing of the Holy Spirit is carried on the wings of the love of God. For God so wanted to straighten the world out that He sent His Son. We just want to go in there and kick some demon butt, don't we? Right? But if we do it in such a way that we're obnoxious, we're going to turn people off, and people have been turned off. They're staying away from churches today by their thousands because of Christians who haven't learned how to flow with the anointing and deliver the goods with the love of God. And the love of God means a respect for the other person, no matter where they're at, no matter what position they are in. Jesus got on a boat one day, went across the whole Sea of Galilee, was so tired out in his humanity that he slept in the back of the boat, had to still the storm in order to get across there, and then went into the region of Gadara, you know, the Gadarene demoniac, who had a legion of demons in him, cast those demons out to the guy, put some clothes on him because he was running around naked. Can you imagine a demon-possessed person naked? It's like the Super Bowl halftime.
I'm in trouble. Institutionalized violence. I mean, I used to run around in little shorts, you know, playing rugby. Little shorts like this was ridiculous. You used to get grass burns all the way up to the top here and everything, because, you know, when you dive on the grass, and it was real grass back then, it slide. It's terrible. And we had a license to do damage to someone else. Anyway, long story short, he went all the way across the ocean, the Sea of Galilee, to reach one person and administer the love of God. And so in these big things that are happening in the church right now, this church right now, remember that God will still want you to love one another and take care of the small things. The big things will flush out a plethora, a whole pile of bad little things, and introduce you to opportunities for good little things. Like I said to the students last night, the ladies, they don't want big things in life. They just want little shiny things, right? And those little words of comfort, those little words of compliment, those little words of encouragement make a huge difference. You are a carrier of the presence of God. So you need to stand up on the inside and conduct yourself like royalty. Yes. Conduct yourself like royalty. For you are a royal priesthood, called to draw near, be near, and stay near to your master. For he leads you into broad and rich places of fulfillment. His grace abounds, super abounding grace, for the purpose of discovering his holiness in all those places. So never abuse or never take lightly his word, his spirit, his people, his church. For the church is your incubator. The church is your platform. The church is his plan. And the church is what he is building for his glory. And he's given you the keys, like he did to Peter. He's given you an identity. He's given you an opportunity to participate. He's given you his power, and he's given his plan. And he's destined you for success.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
You are on the winning side. You are not a loser. You are rich in Christ. You are connected with the author of life. And he's writing a new chapter in your life. A chapter filled with his glory. Filled with good things. Why would you want to settle for anything less? Pull down those strongholds. Take captive those thoughts when they come to you. Don't let them build momentum in your life and create a log jam in your thinking that stops the free flow of his goodness and his glory. Trust him enough that when he pours out his spirit in greater and greater measure, that he takes you to safer and safer places. For you're a people of faith. You're believers. And you make a world of difference. Let's stand to our feet. Oh, Jesus, we worship you. I don't know whether anyone, one person in the team can come up and just play some music again. And let's just begin to worship the Lord. Let's just begin to lift up our voices with the utterance that the Holy Spirit gives us. We worship you, Lord. We bless you, Almighty God, King of Kings. Just begin to lift up your voices. Make that choice to take hold of that which he's taken hold of you for. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Jesus. Tim, just come and stand next to me here. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let's just begin to sing in the Spirit. Let's just begin to lift up your voices to Him. Just enter into that worship. We're not trying to pump something up. We're responding to His goodness in our lives. We lift up our hands to you and worship you, Lord God. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we thank you. Oh, Jesus, you're the breath of life.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're the reason,
yes,
that I live and have my being. You are my all in all, yes. You're my everything. You're Jesus. Out with your heart in worship to the Lord, He reaches out with His hands and He touches you in that area of need, because that's inherent in Him, is to meet your needs.
Yes.
So if you have a need of healing this morning,
yes.
If you have a need of just peace to drop into your soul, Jesus. Receive it.
Yes, thank you,
in
Lord.
Jesus' name. Be healed, Jesus. In Jesus' name.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Be made whole, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
And be blessed in Jesus' name.
Yes, 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 yes.
Made happy.
Thank you, Lord.
To be envied.
Jesus.
Rejoicing.
Jesus.
In God's goodness.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Pastor Henry.
Thank you, Lord.